The soul centering process. We begin with the soul centering process. Since the soul is our most powerful healer, this process is an integral part of spiritual kinesiology and can become a powerful asset on the spiritual journey as a whole. To prepare, we recommend having your journal handy and finding a quiet, comfortable place where you won't be disturbed, where you can just relax and take this time for yourself. Now we're ready to begin. As you listen to the music, take a few deep breaths. Allow your eyes to gently close and start letting go. As you do this, notice how you feel physically and emotionally. If any problems are bothering you, make note of them too as you begin to relax. Now, imagine that you're taking in pure, fresh air and fill your lungs completely so your stomach expands freely with each inhale. Then, as you exhale, feel yourself relaxing and exhale completely. Take your time and enjoy each breath fully, noticing yourself feeling more peaceful with each breath. As you continue, imagine that you're breathing in pure light and energy with each inhale. And as you exhale, that you're releasing all of the tension from your body. So with each breath, you feel lighter and the tension melts away more. Allow this wonderful feeling to reach every cell of your body as you become more and more relaxed. We're going to start with the process we use to bring our energy into harmony for the greatest healing. This clears away the energetic static that might interfere with your ability to connect with yourself at a deeper level or to heal the most easily. Now allow your breath to bring even more peace and relaxation. So with each breath, you feel more peaceful and your body becomes even lighter, allowing any tension or bad energy you notice to drift down your body, your arms, legs, and feet into the earth. Imagine that you have an energetic cord that connects you to the center of the earth, from the base of your spine, and allow the tension or energetic debris to flow down this cord so that it can be neutralized by the earth. Notice how easily you can go into a pleasant state of relaxation guided by your breath. Allow this to be your time and your space. Imagine that you're completely surrounded and protected by your own field of energy, which is like a ball of light that extends equally at least a few feet all around you, above your head, below your feet, to both sides, and to the front and the back. And since this ball of energy is your field, you can ask any energy that you have picked up from those around you to leave. We all pick up energy wherever we go, just like a tabletop picks up dust. And we can use our intent to clear this foreign energy out, so our energy field has only our own frequency of energy in it. In a similar way, we leave bits of our energy in other places. So now you can use the power of your intent to ask to have all of your energy brought back to you. Imagine this energy returning from other places, maybe even other times, so you feel whole and complete within yourself. A final step in balancing the energy field is to ask for all of the energy in and around you, along with the substances in your body, to come into harmony with your energetic frequency. Breathe in more energy and light, filling your whole body and the space around you with the perfect energy for you now, neutralizing anything that is not harmonious with your unique frequency. This may take a moment or two as you feel yourself coming more and more into harmony. It is this clear, harmonious state that opens you to deep and rapid healing, along with the energy of your soul. Now we'll deepen our focus to embrace the soul's energy. Direct your breath to the area around your heart, which is where your soul connects most firmly with your body. Imagine that you're sending pure light into this area, so each breath brings in more of your soul's energy. And as you continue breathing, feel the energy building so there's a ball of light around your heart, which is the light of your soul. With each breath, notice how this light becomes brighter and brighter, radiating out in all directions. Pause for a moment now and feel your soul's energy radiating out around you. Now feel yourself completely surrounded by the energy of your soul. Feel it permeate every cell of your body with its beautiful light, and fill your energy field with its high frequency. As you do this, if any pain comes up in your heart, simply allow it to come fully into your awareness, because releasing this pain will help you to completely embrace your soul's energy in your heart. If necessary, you can pause the tape for a couple minutes and continue to breathe pure energy into your heart to allow any pain you're experiencing to release. Now shift your focus to the area high above your head and imagine that there's another light there. This light is your higher self, or oversoul, which is your true source in the higher dimensions of reality. As you imagine it there, allow this even higher frequency of energy to pour down through the top of your head and fill your entire body, so you can see and feel yourself filled with the light all the way down to the tips of your fingers and the tips of your toes. As it becomes brighter and brighter, allow it to overflow and fill your whole energy field so that you're completely surrounded with this higher frequency of light. And you can feel yourself in balance with everything around you. This completes the basic soul-centering process, which you can use any time to connect with the truth of who you are as a vast spiritual being. If you were feeling any conflict before you started this process, notice if your feelings have changed. Now we'll go a step further into the possible uses of this expanded state of awareness. As you continue to breathe, imagine that each breath contains even lighter air than before. Notice that you feel so light that you can imagine yourself gently rising up off the ground and drifting toward the sky. As you travel along, you'll find a peaceful place where you can relax, maybe on a mountaintop or a billowy cloud. Just let yourself drift to this elevated place, and when you arrive, relax there for a moment and notice how it feels to be so light and how the energy of your soul feels to your body and your emotions. Allow all of your senses to experience your soul's energy and the peaceful scene around you. As you become accustomed to being in this soulful state, you can use this opportunity to bring your soul's perspective to any questions or challenges you're dealing with. You can take a moment now to do this if you wish. Just pose a question, opening your eyes briefly and writing it in your journal while staying in the same peaceful state. We'll pause for a moment now so you can formulate and write down your question. Now allow the answer to reveal itself to you in an effortless way. The key is simply to open your mind to receive the knowledge that your soul already has, and open to all of your higher senses. This wisdom may come through words, colors, images, sounds, or a combination of your senses. You may also want to allow it to flow out through writing. This allows you to bypass the analysis of the rational mind. It's also a good way to decipher the meanings of images you see. And if nothing comes to you, just relax and enjoy the experience. It will come in time. We'll pause now for several minutes to allow you to receive the wisdom of your soul. From this peaceful place, you may also be able to contact the masters, angels, and guides who are working directly with you from the higher dimensions of reality. Success with this usually comes through time, like communicating with your higher self, as you open to more possibilities and simply allow them to enter into the awareness of your higher senses. To connect with the master, angel, or guide who is helping you, just ask them to come forward into your awareness and allow them to reveal themselves to you, inviting only beings of light. You may get an image of them in your mind, or simply feel their presence around you. Just be open to what may occur. Using your journal is also quite effective for this, to simply allow the masters, angels, and guides to communicate through your writing. We'll pause again here for a couple of minutes to allow you to experience the energy of these beautiful beings of light. As a note, if you are not able to fully experience your soul's energy to receive an answer to your question or connect with a master, angel, or guide, you can continue to use this process and you'll notice a shift as you become more aware of the different frequencies of energy. Make particular note now of any troubling emotions you're experiencing and what they remind you of in your life. Simply experiencing these emotions, breathing pure energy into them, and allowing them to release will bring you closer to experiencing your soul. You may also want to use spiritual kinesiology or EFT to release these troubling emotions once you've learned these techniques. This will help you to strengthen your soul connection as well. Now shift your awareness back to the present time as the process draws to a close. And feel yourself where you are, making note of your body's position. And as you breathe, allow your breath to bring you back to your normal waking state, feeling alert and alive and wonderful, bringing your higher awareness with you into your daily life. You may feel like moving around a little, wiggling your toes and fingers, and stretching a bit. As you continue to feel the light of your soul glowing in your heart, count from 1 to 5, feeling more alert and wonderful with each number. 1, 2, 3, feeling more awake now, 4, and 5, feeling completely awake and filled with love.